show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Cliffo and Gabby. Hello, everyone. Thank you for downloading the podcast. Gabby has a teared up back the moment, and it's not from. It sounds like it could be from something dirty.
It's more
like
my bum, which makes it even worse.
Well, that needs further explanation.
Yes. I don't know how to explain it in like 30 seconds. So I fell asleep on a Shakti mat.
Yes.
If you don't know what it is, Google it. But it's like the modern day bed of nails. And I got startled and dropped my legs, which meant it kind of ripped up my butt.
So you used to have one hole in your bum. Now you have a lot of little holes.
Look, about 100.
$100 in the bum. Thank you for downloading the catch up. More of that great stuff to come, guys. Shout out to the legends out there in Queensland who have clockwork bowels.
That's you.
It's me during the week.
Right.
So
and then
I
you throw it out of a weekend.
Throw it out of a weekend. I go to the toilet like clockwork every single day for my number two.
At work.
Number threes are pretty well timed as well. Generally.
Number one. What is a number three? Isn't that both like
don't you
explosive
do that?
Or something? Yeah, it's pretty well timed.
Number one. My number ones are pretty, like I usually go for a number one during the 6:30 and 8:30 news as well too. So it's all usually pretty timed. That goes out the window on weekends because my schedule is out. And I was forced to go to a public loo at a service station recently. And I know public toilets, always a source of contention in your life.
Yeah, well, I went to one in at an airport over the weekend, and what annoyed me was that doors automatically swung shut on the cubicles. So there's a lineup of people waiting to go in thinking they're all occupied, but there was like three free toilets. You had to push the door to make sure there was no one in there.
There's so many annoying things about public toilets. Yep. So I thought it's time we ask the question.
What's the deal with
public toilets? Having to do one of the most uncomfortable things the body makes us do in a public space is hard enough, but forcing already nervous pooers to do it in a lavatory that hasn't been cleaned since 1986, well, that's just outrageous. Mm. The last public toilet I visited was a servo. The key was attached to a table tennis racket. Despite the dunny being locked, the joint still smelt like a sewage treatment plant after the whole town had a spicy vindaloo curry dinner. Mm. And the floor was wet and not with water. Oh. What's the deal with public toilets? Oh. And what about that tight-ass toilet paper on the one giant roll they make you use? The stuff is not 3, 2, even 1 ply. It's half ply. It's a miracle not to stick your finger through it and get a warm surprise every wipe. You may as well just use your hands. Or better yet, run to the bush and grab a wad of banana leaves. What's the deal with public toilets? And, Gabby, the horror continues even after the job's done. The simple task of sanitising your hands is made next to impossible with push taps that seem to have two options. No water at all or Niagara Bloody Falls. And hey, council, who needs soap, right? It's not like a global pandemic is bringing the world to its knees. I'll just go back to my picnic table with my poo hands, hoping the germs were scared off by the smell of what I just delivered. What's the deal with public toilets? And you know what? We need to go back. We need to go back in time to the way it used to be, the old days. Everyone just carries a shovel and hopes for the best. Bushman's rules. You got a tree? You got a public toilet. What? It's fertilizer. Couldn't be any worse than public toilets. The Hit Network does not support or endorse these words. I'm really Guy Clifton. What's the deal with public toilets? The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Yesterday we met our first finalist for our Mardi Gras reporter. It was Dylan, aka Delicious Sweets. You can find the video up on our Instagram at HitQLD Breakfast in both forms, Dylan and Delicious Sweets. But today it's time to meet our second finalist, Deb. She joins us right now. How are you, Deb?
I'm great, thank you.
Deb, it's so good to have you on. If Dylan, our first finalist for Mardi Gras reporter, is a drag queen, you are a game show queen.
Yeah.
Now, quickly, before we get into your entry, you have to tell us about that. How are you a game show queen?
Well, I like to enter everything, so I basically enter everything, whether it's the little old lady on the side of the road selling raffle tickets or the competition online. So And I just got online and started entering game shows, and I've been on six game shows.
Six Australian game shows.
All right, you ready? I'll list them off.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
Wheel of Fortune, Who Dares Wins, Weakest Link, Deal or No Deal, Price is Right.
You're kidding.
And Family Feud, which I just won the car and the cash, but
you
not saying it.
insane. What did you have to do on Who Dares Wins?
I had to abseil 50 feet under the ground into these caves and go caving. It was pretty claustrophobic and pretty bad. And he farted down there, just saying. It was really, really
Mike Whitney did?
No, the guy who I had to go caving with.
Okay, good. Throwing Mike Whitney
just
under the
down
bus
there.
There.
Farting.
Let's talk about your entry for Mardi Gras Reporter. Why did you enter? Why was it important for you?
Well, technically, I enter everything.
Nice.
And I just thought it'd be a great opportunity to have some fun.
With your son, who you would like to take to Mardi Gras. Tell us a bit about him.
Angus is great. He's my third child. I have four. And he's just an amazing child. He's just puts 100% effort into everything that he does, and I love him dearly.
Aww.
So good. We're actually going to meet him really soon. But before we meet Angus, we've got three questions that we want to ask you. So these are the same three questions, Gabs, that we're asking all of our finalists.
Yes, because this is what will go to the judging.
Yeah.
And then Queensland votes on who will be our Mardi Gras reporter.
Because we don't want to be the bad guy.
Yep.
So, are you ready to go, Deb?
I'm ready.
Question number one. How would you represent Cliffo and Gabby, so us, at the Mardi Gras?
Well, you guys are awesome. So I just have lots of fun and just be loud. And, of course, we'd be proud. And we'd just have lots of fun, lots of glitter.
you just have that hit feeling, Deb.
Of course.
I think you won us over at the you guys are great part.
just keep complimenting us.
Yeah, just keep doing that, Deb.
And you
That's
might
fine.
Win.
You drive me to work every day, so I just have such a good laugh. I usually go into work in a great mood after listening to you guys.
Oh,
so.
I said it as a joke, but she actually did. Go on.
Question number two then, Deb. What would you wear to Mardi Gras?
Oh, well, I have a pride flag, so that would definitely be there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Love is Love shirt, and I have these amazing LED light-up shoes that flash all different colours. So, yes, I wear them.
Mardi Gras.
I wear them to any night outing, and usually I get 100 million, where did you get your shoes?
Wow.
And I've got a bucket load of glitter ready to go.
Nice. The flashier, the better at Mardi Gras.
I think so.
Last but not least, why is Mardi Gras important to you?
Oh, I just think it's important because it just shows that everybody is, you know, who they are. They can be who they are. They can just have a bit of fun and just show that love is love. And who cares who you love? It can be whoever you want it to be.
Beautiful.
Deb, you're so sweet.
You are sweet. And on that, we want to introduce your son into the conversation because he is the reason why you want to get together and go to Mardi Gras. Angus, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Deb's still here as well. So
hi, Deb.
You're still
Hi.
Part of the convo.
We're so happy to have you in, Angus, because the reason Deb is a finalist is her real heartwarming story that she told us. And it was a story about how you came out to her and there was a lot of nerves associated with that.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So what's the story?
So basically I'd been thinking about it for quite a while throughout grade 9, I think it was. Can't even remember whether it was 8 or 9.
So but, you're quite young.
Yeah. I'd been thinking about it for quite a while. I had friends who were like, oh, yeah, think about it for a while. One of them who had had a crush on me for a while.
Okay.
One of my best friends who I'm still friends with, like Samantha. And, yeah, basically I came out to my friends first. Mm-hmm. And then a few months later came out to my mum and my stepdad. But I was so nervous at the time that I decided to just send my mum a Facebook message while we were in the same house.
Which I don't, I have no issues with because it's kind of the easiest way to do it, isn't it? You don't have to worry about seeing any facial expressions.
Yeah, basically.
But Deb, you were totally on board with this?
Straight in the bedroom, gave him a big hug and said, I don't care. I love you no matter what, mate.
How did that make you feel?
I heard her footsteps coming down the hallway and I was like, oh, geez.
Oh, God, here
God.
We go.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. But no, it was really relieving.
Oh, wonderful.
How important was your mum's love? Like, how important to you was the way that she acted when you did come out to her.
Well, how important is a mum's love to anyone, honestly?
Yeah. Yeah. Was there a moment where you thought that was it? You were jeopardizing that, or
not really?
That's good.
I sort of thought that if she were to take it badly, that maybe she would eventually come around to it. But I thought it would be better to get it over with earlier on.
Yeah. And I'm pretty open and pretty out there, so.
We gathered that already, Deb. We already gathered that.
Now, Angus, you came out to your mum through message while you're in the same house.
Yep.
Talk us through how you came out to your sister.
By the way,
this is even better.
This is the best story ever, everyone.
Okay, so I'd thought about it for a while. My little sister hadn't suspected a thing. I didn't think, at least, while I was in high school. And as I'd finished high school, I'd planned to move up here to live with my dad. And I got a train here. It was 10 p.m. or something. And, I'd hopped on the train with all of my stuff and turned around to wave goodbye to my family. And I said, oh, yeah, Mia, I'm gay.
As the doors closed.
Well, as I was standing in the door and then sort of just walked onto the train.
She's
and
like, what?
Yeah, she was just looking at my mom and stepdad and like, what?
What just happened?
Wow.
Oh, beautiful.
It's such a story. You're such a great guy, Angus, and your mom is just so sweet. And I guess, you know, the way she handled it when you came out to her, like a lot of people don't have that story. A lot of people have a story that's quite the opposite. So, Deb, to, you know, see your love on full display for your son and for you to obviously, you know, return that love and see it today. It's just really, really sweet. So get ready to vote for Deb for Cliffo and Gabby's Mardi Gras Reporter. More details on that tomorrow. But for now, Deb and Angus, thank you so much for your time, guys.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
All right, here it is. Your daily free answer for Alpha Bucks, the Thursday edition of Alpha Bucks and a favorite visit of ours.
I'm actually wearing a dress from there right now.
Yeah.
Kmart.
It's funny.
Kmart, our favorite shop.
I'm wearing a t-shirt from there right now.
Oh, God, I love Kmart.
Love you guys. Kmart is an answer for Alpha Bucks in the morning at Hit Breakfast. See you then.
Cliffo, help me out here. What's the catchphrase? Queensland, we're good to go? Is that the one?
It used to be perfect.
One day, perfect the next. Well, that's our catchphrase, and that's what we're telling everyone to do while travel is so uncertain. Travel within our beautiful state and see what our state has to offer. And it turns out, Cliffo, this is great. What if do an annual Aussie Tourism Awards where they tell you the best places to visit for the year to come?
Yeah.
Coming in at number 1 and 7 are two brilliant Queensland destinations. So to tell us more about it, we have Chris Milligan, the What If Travel Expert, on with us right now. How you going, Chris?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Chris, it's great to have you on. Tell us who came in at number 7.
At number 7, it was Hervey Bay on the Fraser Coast.
Woo-woo!
So super exciting to have two Queensland destinations up there in the top 10 this year.
Why Hervey Bay?
Look, Hervey Bay on the Fraser Coast, it is obviously the gateway to Fraser Island. It is a laid-back family holiday destination and really quintessential Queensland holiday.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay, so Hervey Bay took out the number 7 spot. I think we've done really well in building up the anticipation here. tell us who took out, and you know what, I've got a drum roll here too. Who took out number 1? Chris?
Number 1 went to Cairns in Queensland, obviously.
Shocking.
Beautiful Cairns.
So what's Cairns got to offer for this year's travel destination?
Look, I can tell you, I am standing in Cairns right now looking outside and the weather is beautiful. It is the ultimate tropical holiday destination that you don't need a passport for. So it's warm, very warm.
Very.
The sun is definitely shining, so it's definitely a well-deserving winner.
Yeah. Well, look, there are two markets that we broadcast to. Our show goes all over Queensland. We love Hervey Bay. We love Cairns. So congrats to all of the amazing residents and tourism operators and just the people who make these places just as magic as they are. And if you haven't, like if you're listening in another area of Queensland, we're all being encouraged to holiday in our backyard.
Totally.
So get out there, man.
Get to see both and all of the Queensland locations in between as well, because there's so much more to offer than just Cairns and Hervey Bay too.
Chris, Queensland did really, really well in this survey, mate. Thank you so much for running us through it.
Thanks so much for having me.
So it's been announced, guys, that news is going to be coming back to your Facebook feeds. It was last night that the decision was made, and over the next couple of days you'll see all of your news sites, your media sites, all of those different things that were banned off Facebook starting to come back. This morning I had a look. Not many are back yet, but they will be. But
I don't know if I'm happy about it.
I know. I was actually really enjoying myself.
Totally honest. It's like Facebook had a bit of a clean up.
Although I was a bit annoyed because they started to really smash Instagram. I'm like, no. This is where I come to get away from that. So let's take it back to Facebook. But I was thinking about it because a lot of my friends and family were like, well, I'm not going to go to Facebook anymore. I'm not going to look at Facebook because that's where I get my news. If I don't have news, I don't know, maybe I'll check it every fortnight.
A definite move against Facebook from the general public in the last week.
And so I thought if that was you, if you haven't been on Facebook for the past week because there's been no news, well, I've listed a few things that maybe you missed. Not news headlines because they haven't been on Facebook, but the other things you might have missed when you weren't on your feed. You ready? So. Nancy posted a photo of her Mongolian lamb.
Delicious.
Joe and Sam joined their Facebook pages, so they share one now, leaving everyone to wonder who was unfaithful.
Yeah. It's Joe and Sam now.
Joe and Sam.
Looking for it, yeah.
Robin requested lives for Candy Crush 4 times. Anthony went to the gym every day this week. We know because it didn't happen if you don't check
in. That's right. Good boy, Anthony.
And Jono posted a passive-aggressive status about some bitch stabbing him in the back. Deb asked what happened and he said, I'll DM you. There you go.
It's been a really big week, everyone.
You caught up, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or what it is, Cliffo, but I'm trying out a whole range of different wellness things. They're not like fads or anything. Like they're proven wellness
trends. Nah, because trends makes it sound like it's...
apparatus. Maybe.
I don't know.
But apparatus so, like, work. I started having some Vital Greens of a morning to get more fruit and veg and minerals and stuff into my diet. And I've been doing acupuncture,
meditation as well.
Like,
we've been
it's
through
kind
that.
Of like natural medicine. To try to starve off having to get, you know, Western medicine happening in my body. So one of the things that I've decided to invest in is a Shakti mat. So this is like the modern day version of lying on a bed of nails, pretty much.
What's it called?
A Shakti mat.
So never heard of that.
It's a mat that's kind of, it lies down. It's got just a whole heap of tiny little spikes on it. All over the mat is just a heap of little spikes. And when you lie down on it, it doesn't pierce your skin or anything, but it does hurt. Like, you've got to get used to it. And it's meant to draw blood to your muscles, and so it's really good for muscle recovery. It's meant to have the same kind of effects like a remedial massage. And I find it's really good for meditation as well, because when you lie on it, you can't move because there's spikes all down your body. And so you have to lie very still for about 20 minutes.
Smart.
While it kind of does its job.
She's getting on it and off it.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, that's where I came undone yesterday. So I've been using this Shakti mat, and sometimes if I can't get to sleep, I'll lie on it for 20 minutes before bed. And because you can't move and it's kind of a form of meditation for me, it gets me really sleepy and I just
to slow down the heart rate.
Yeah.
And it gets your muscles
kind of going. And so I've been doing that. And I'll lie on it for 20 minutes and then I start to doze and I get rid of it, and that's when I go to sleep. Works well. Works wonders. However, yesterday, I actually fell asleep on it, like dead to the world, fell asleep. I don't know how that happened because it's not comfortable.
You get numb.
I guess you do. And I fell full out asleep. And when my partner, Nev, came into the room, it shocked me awake. And I was lying on this mat with my knees in the air. And when he shocked me, I dropped my legs, which meant my bum moved very suddenly on these little spikes. And I now have
that's a tender area.
About 100 tiny little scratches where it's
all
taken skin off my bum. So
could be worse.
Very comfortable
your
today.
Bum could be like filled with all these extra new holes and look like it needs, I don't know, an iron or something.
That's called cellulite. It already exists.
The Hit Breakfast Show.